Behind the Bite podcast is part of a network of podcasts that are good for the world. Check out podcasts like the Full of Shit podcast, After the First Marriage podcast, and Eating Recovery Academy over at practiceofthepractice.com/network. Welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. This podcast is about the real life struggles women face with food, body image, and weight. We're here to help heal, inspire, and create better, healthier lives. Welcome. Well, welcome to Behind the Bite podcast. I'm your host, Christina Castanini, and I'm here today to talk about something that I get asked out about a lot, which is, hey, doc, can I really fully recover from an eating disorder? And I know a lot of you out there really question that. I know there's this myth out there that I talk about a lot on this podcast, which is that full recovery just really can't exist. I always hear this, and I know I probably sound like a broken record to many of you who've maybe listened to many of my podcasts when I say I really want to break that myth that you can't fully recover from an eating disorder. I really want to instill that hope in any of you out there that yes, you can fully recover. That's a lot of the reason why I started this podcast. It's because I'm fully recovered. And there was a time in my own treatment when I actually believed that full recovery did not exist. I had been told for years and years that somewhere along the way, you know, during your life, you're always going to have it in the rearview mirror that you're always going to get triggered, or during times of stress, it's going to rear its ugly head again. And there's always going to be something where you're struggling with food or your body image. And I'm really glad that that got out of my head and I didn't hold on to that, because I think that would have kept me from actually achieving full recovery. I think if you hold on to that belief, it actually does have a hold on you and it keeps you from achieving full recovery. So I wanted to talk about that. People ask me, what does full recovery actually look like? How do you know if you've actually gotten there? And so there's these terms, in recovery and fully recovered. And when people are in recovery, they're actually still in the process of treatment. And so that means they could still be working on struggles with body image. So someone who's, say, in recovery may still deal with a negative body image or distorted body image. And someone who is fully recovered, they'll have a more positive and realistic view of their body. And I think there's some confusion about that too. I think the thought that someone who's in full recovery loves their body and is just, you know, fully okay with their body. And I think it's more of like body neutrality. It's more like their value and self-worth isn't dependent on their body. And that's more realistic. This idea that people think, oh, I'm only fully recovered when I love my body and I think it's fantastic. And that's not full recovery. It's more of like, there's this neutrality of like, hey, regardless of what my body looks like, I don't place my value or my happiness or my worth on my body. And that's more of what it is. Because I think people get frustrated with me. They're like, I'm never going to love my body. I'm never going to think it's fantastic and great. And that's really not the goal. And so I wanted to clear that up too. And what in recovery looks like for someone with their eating. So someone who's in recovery, they may actually get triggered and occasionally engage in their disordered eating behaviors, or maybe have urges to do it. So we'll talk about that. So when I have people in my office or in sessions with me, they'll talk about their urges that they have to maybe binge or restrict. And that's still someone who's in recovery versus someone who's fully recovered. They're no longer dealing with that. They no longer have the triggers to engage in those behaviors. And something else about someone who's in recovery versus fully recovered. So someone who's in recovery may really worry about relapsing. So maybe they're not engaging in their behaviors, and maybe they feel like they're no longer struggling with their body image, but they'll talk to me a lot about, oh gosh, I'm so afraid of relapse. And so it's still really present and really front of mind. But when someone's fully recovered, they no longer have this fear of relapsing or really even think, gosh, it's a possibility. And so that is another way to distinguish if you're fully recovered or still in recovery. And I wanted to bring up a couple other things. So I often hear this, especially from parents. So they'll ask me, okay, so once my son or daughter, you know, if someone has a diagnosis, say anorexia nervosa, once they gain weight, they're fine. They're fully recovered and we can stop treatment, right, doc? And, you know, I want to just put this out there, you know, while weight and nutritional restoration are the first steps to recovery from anorexia nervosa, once someone has returned to a weight that's considered quote unquote healthy for them, they're not in recovery. They're not fully recovered. They're in recovery. And they can usually participate now in therapy because, you know, their brain is maybe not atrophied. So when someone is starving or restricting, their brain can atrophy and they're not fully able to engage in psychotherapy and treatment. So once they've returned to a weight that's quote unquote healthy for them, now we can start the process of therapy and they can be what's called more in recovery still. And so there's this next process where other psychological work needs to be done so the person can manage their difficult emotions and they can start the process of really getting through treatment without resorting to these behaviors, these restrictive behaviors. So this is what I really want to put out there is weight recovery alone does not mean the eating disorder is gone or that treatment is no longer necessary. So the person is still in treatment, but they're not fully recovered. And I think that's a big question out there for lots of people. They think, oh, they're fine now, but they're not. Something else I get asked a lot is, hey, you know, since eating disorders are linked to biology, you know, there's no hope for recovery. It's just doomed. But I want to put out there, it's really important to remember that biology isn't destiny. There is always hope for recovery, full recovery. So yes, although biological factors do play a role in the onset of eating disorders, they are not the only factors. There are numerous factors that play roles into this. So just because someone may have a genetic predisposition, or maybe you do, to having an eating disorder, through therapy, people who have eating disorders, they can learn to help manage their emotions and keep their behaviors from returning. So this is not just this foregone conclusion that forget it, there's no point in treatment or therapy. You can get to full recovery regardless. I also get asked this. So, hey, you know, I can't fully recover or I can't say I'm fully recovered because I never got to uncover the reason why I developed my eating disorder in the first place. So, you know, I know that I'm going to relapse. I know that it's going to come back because I never understood why. Why did I get my eating disorder? Why did I have it? And look, while some people, yes, they can point to a reason or event that they believe caused their eating disorder, there really are plenty of people with eating disorders who don't have a real specific reason. They can't say, yes, I can point to that. You know, there's no evidence that uncovering the cause of an eating disorder is correlated with recovery or full recovery. There's many, many causes and reasons for why people have eating disorders. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're believing like, I need to find the reason, that one thing, don't get stuck on that. Oftentimes there's not just that one thing. So people often ask me like, okay, what does your life look like now compared to when you were fully in your eating disorder? And some things that you know, I think back and go, gosh, you know, what's so different? And I think the biggest things I notice is that now it's such freedom. I just eat and I don't think about the food I'm eating anymore, which is so nice. Cause I remember when I was fully in my eating disorder, I would eat and then I would think all day long about what I just had eaten. And I would feel guilty most of the time. I would berate myself if it was something on my, you know, I don't have this list anymore, but on my good food or bad food list, if especially it was on my bad list, I would feel guilty and I'd beat myself up all day long. And usually I would say, oh my gosh, like I have to find some way to exercise or burn this off or purge this or something. But if it was on my good food list, then I would feel okay. I was like, oh, I was so good. Thank goodness. Like, and I was constantly planning in my head about what I was going to eat later. And it was all day long. It was just thoughts and thoughts about like food and what I was going to eat and exercise and if I was good or bad, or if I was eating on this list or that list, and equating my value and worth based on what list I ate off of, or, oh my goodness, it was just incessant. And I have to say my mind is so clear now because I don't do that anymore. The labels of food are gone. Food is just fuel and nutrition, which is fantastic. And I enjoy food. No longer do I fear food, which is great. I actually look forward to eating, get excited about tasting my food and enjoying it. And there's such freedom in not having these labels of good or bad. It's just, wow, what's fueling my body? And when I get hungry, I eat. And I can actually identify now when my body is physically hungry. Whereas before that was so shut down, I didn't recognize when I had hunger signals or when I was actually no longer hungry. I was so disconnected from my body. And another thing I've noticed is that in the past, when I would hear people talk about diets, or even if I saw something written in social media or a magazine or talked about on the news, anything about diets, I was like a moth to a flame. I was like, oh my gosh, what is that? I had to know about it. I thought that was the next like holy grail of diets. And I thought, okay, this is the one that's finally going to be it for me. And I would be so intent on needing to hear about it and want to engage in it or do it or follow it. And now when I hear people talk about diets or see something written about it, I actually have kind of almost like a repulsive reaction. Like, oh, that sounds like torture. That sounds exhausting. That sounds awful. I would never want to do that again. I feel like, oh, thank goodness I don't have any desire to do that ever again. So there's a totally different experience I have hearing about dieting. I just think that sounds awful. And because I can't even imagine trying that again, the thought of it is just horrible. And so when I think about those kinds of things alone, that's how I know I'm fully recovered, because there's just no desire for that at all. And just in regard to exercise as well, before exercise was I didn't know it then. I didn't think about it then like this, but I know now it was my purging technique. When I think about exercise now, I just think about, gosh, it's what feels good in my body. And it's what I enjoy doing. I have a sitting job. So I just enjoy that I get to move. I enjoy that my body can function and move and do things. And it's like a break for me. It's a good mental break. And exercise now has a completely different role in my life. It's I look at it like, hey, another living thing on this planet is a tree, right? A tree and a plant, they can't move. But me, I have this body that's alive and I get to move. It's like a treat for me. And I look at it more like functional fitness. Like it's a functional thing for me. It's like, hey, do I want to be able to grab my grocery bags and bring it into the house? Or if my kids want to go to an amusement park for the day, like, do I want to be able to walk around Disneyland for the whole entire day, not be exhausted? I don't exercise for how it's going to make my body look or for punishment for what I just ate or how to compensate for what I just ate or give me permission to be able to eat something later. It's none of that, which was all it was before. It's more of like, hey, this is going to allow me to feel strong. This is going to allow me to engage in my life and be active with my kids. And it just feels good. So there's a whole different relationship with how I engage in life and how I appreciate my body. And so it's just so different. And so, you know, I only contemplate and think about this when people ask me what's different and what does full recovery look like. So I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some perspective. And I really just want to keep reiterating to all of you out there, yes, there is a hope that you can fully recover. Please hold on to that because it's possible. And full recovery can't happen through therapy, through getting help and support. So if you're out there struggling, please seek some help. It's out there. It's available. All right, to all of you, thank you for listening.
This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither the host, the publisher, or the guests are rendering legal, accounting, clinical, or any other professional information. If you want a professional, you should find one.